As I mentioned in the beginning, dear brothers, mothers, and sisters, one of the main reasons for this program, or one of the reasons of this program, is that we can also attach ourselves to the Quran. So let us make this first knee an intention today, that we will also make the recitation of the Quran a part of our day-to-day routine. Inshallah, we will make the recitation of the Quran a part of our day-to-day routine. This will bring much barakat and blessings, both in this dunya and more so in the akhirat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, who he used to say, "Inna asghar al-buyuti baytun la yutla fihi kitabullah." The smallest of homes is that home in which the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not read, which means that somebody could be living in a mansion, in a big home, with many rooms, much land, but if the Quran is not read in this home, then this home is void of barakat, of blessings, of happiness, of joy. And despite the size of the house, the value of the house, it will be full of sadness, it will be, the environment within the home will be gloomy, and this home will be a place where sins are committed, where rahmat does not descend, but the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. And on the other hand, a person could be living in a small hut, in a small flat, in a small apartment, but if the Quran is recited within that home, then that home will become a place where barakat descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmat descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The members of that home will find within themselves muhabbat, love, unity, and this will allow them all to progress in their deen. So this will bring barakah in our homes. And in regards to the akhirat, Abu Umama al-Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala, who narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Iqra'u al-Qur'an, fa'innahu ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati shafi'an li ashabihi." Read the Qur'an, because it will come as an intercessor on the Day of Judgment for those who read the Qur'an, li ashabi, those who are people of the Qur'an. And in another hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Al-Qur'an shafi'un mushaffa'un, وَمَاحِلٌ مُصَدَّقٌ." The Qur'an is such an intercessor whose intercession will be accepted, because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَاحِلٌ مُصَدَّقٌ. And it is, mahil means someone who will argue your case. So the Qur'an will be like a lawyer on our behalf on the Day of Judgment. وَمَاحِلٌ مُصَدَّقٌ. The Qur'an will win the case. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "مَنْ جَعَلَهُ أَمَامَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ." The one, saqahu ila al-jannah, the one who puts the Qur'an ahead of him, man ja'alahu amamahu, he makes the Qur'an a part of his day-to-day life, he connects to the Qur'an, then saqahu ila al-jannah, this Qur'an will take him to Jannah. Wa man ja'alahu khalfahu, and the one who puts the Qur'an behind him, he does not give the Qur'an due attention, he does not recite the Qur'an, he does not try to understand the Qur'an, he does not try to practice upon the Qur'an, then qadahu ila an-nar, this Qur'an will take him to Jahannam. So it is very important that we attach ourselves to the Qur'an, we make the recitation of the Qur'an a part of our day-to-day life, not something which happens on a weekly basis or monthly basis, or in some cases on a yearly basis, in the month of Ramadan. But just like we eat every day, we go to work every day, we have some hobbies that we may be practicing on a daily basis or at least on a weekly basis. Similarly, we should give time to the Qur'an. Every day, half an hour, 1 hour, if not 15, 20 minutes, make a start. If something is too much for us, start with 5 minutes. Start with a page, a few pages, and inshallah, slowly, slowly, we can build upon this. And this will increase our attachment to the Qur'an. The Salafus Salihin, they would excessively read the Qur'an. They would read the Qur'an. Some of them would finish in 3 days, in 1 week, sometimes in one night. Mentioned regards many tabi'een, sahaba, who would recite the whole Qur'an in one night. So if we cannot do that much, then we can do the least amount, inshallah. So let us all make this intention.